够到了今年的这个感恩节。
And now it's time for Thanksgiving.
啊，其实我们在这种感恩节我们有特别的聚会啊，就有一个短信息。
And every year of Thanksgiving, that special gathering, we always have a short message.
其实我最怕就是这种短信息。
And I was always afraid of delivering such a short message.
尤其是感恩节，因为它就是一个固定的主题，不像我们每次主日聚会，我们都有一张张、一张张的经文哈，这样有，但是感恩就是一个主题。
Especially in Thanksgiving, that it's very unique.And it's always have a certain theme. It's not like a Sunday message. I can different chapter of Bible. We have a different topic.
那么我回想我今年，其实我今年其实就是很平平安安的过去哈，也没有什么太特别的事情。然后呢，我也不想每一年的感恩节好像就是在重复。
So I'm thinking about this year. Seems kind of everything passed by smoothly. Doesn't have a lot of a very special thing. And also, I want to say I give thanks. I don't want to like a repeat a similar type of thing every year.
我今天就是说，哎，我今天我想一个我不用感恩的事情。
So,
一件事情我不用向神感恩。
So instead of thinking about giving a thanks to God this year, I think.What things I can think of that I do not give thanks to God?
然后我想来想去，想来想去，我一件都找不到。我每一件事情我都想，我真的要向神感恩。我哪怕一件事情，我说我这件事情我不用向上帝感恩，我都找不到。
And I think about everything, and I couldn't find a single thing said I don't want to give thanks God for this thing.
我想，哎呀，我看到我的房子，我说，哎呀，真好，又不大不小，刚好。
When I look at my house, I think it's good. It's not too big, not too small. It's just right for me.
啊，我看到我那个车，哎呀，真好，又不新又不旧，
And I look at my car, it's good. It's not too new, it's not too old.
然后呢，正好适合我，因为我有时候喜欢瞎捣鼓，我就在那个江夏的去扒些剑过来，把我那个车一下子升高一点，一下降低一点。
So it kind of fits me because I like to do something new work with my car, so I can go to junkyard to pick up something to improve my car.
那个悬架调硬一点去跑山，悬架调软一点去接孩子，哎呀，开心的不得了。
Just make a different function for different activities.
那车也便宜，又不心疼，就是这么好。
And it just fits me.
那老婆孩子就更不说了，正好。
And wife, kids, of course, good.
我的工作，哎呀，我最喜欢的工作，唯一真正有兴趣想干的工作。
My work is the most favorable work for me. That's the work I want to do the most.
收入不高也不低。
Income is not high, not low.
也没有太高，让我太分心。
It's not too hard to drive my attention away.
也没有太低，让我太操心。
And it's not too low that I have to have a concern about it.
那当然也是弟兄姊妹的爱哈。
Of course, it's love from the brothers and sisters.
你碰到的困难难处也正好。
And the difficulties, challenges I faced is also fits me.
我背的十字架呢，也没有太重，让我无法承受。
The cross I carried is not too heavy that I cannot bear anymore.
也没有太轻，让我忘乎所以。
It's not too light that so that I will be carried away.
想了半天，我真的每一件事情都要向神感恩。
Think about all the things I just thought everything I have to give thanks to my God.
我的人生当中每一件事情，就是上帝。恰恰为我安排的就是正好。
In my life, everything happened to me is God measured and gave it to me. It just fits me.
当然了，这是我成为基督徒这么多年，我是这样的。
Of course, this is because I became a Christian. That's my life attitude.
在我成为基督徒之前，我并不是这样的人。
Before I became a Christian, and I'm not like that.
在我成为基督徒之前，我是凡事抱怨。
And before I become a Christian, actually I complain a lot.
有一句中国古诗啊，这正好适合那个时候的我。我那个时候还比较年轻嘛，叫做“少年不识愁滋味，为赋新词强说愁”。
And there is a Chinese Asian poem, "Speak My Situation That Time." The poem basically says, "Well, yeah, I taste all the happiness, but in order to make a poem, I pretend I'm very sad."
其实我年轻的时候，那个时候日子过挺好的。
Actually, in my younger life, and I actually have a very good life.
大学也好，工作也好，父母也好，日子过挺好。
Parents go to university, go to work, everything looks like looks good.
但是我就说，哎呀，我好苦啊，我好苦啊！为什么别人那么好，我就这么苦？我那时候就这样想。
But at that time, I was complaining. I was so sad. I was so bad. So many things. Not.
其实当然不是我那个时候好像日子过得苦，其实完全不是，只是我那个时候没有一个知足的心，没有一个感恩的心。
Actually, it's not the life is difficult at that time, but indeed it's because I don't have a heart of content and also don't have a heart to give thanks.
然后我现在我就明白，为什么那个时候的我总是不能感恩、不能满足呢？因为那个时候的我还不知道我真正要什么。
And now I come to realize why at that time I was just don't, it's not always satisfied, it's don't know, never give a thanks, is I realize because at that time I really don't know what I really need.
一个不知道自己真正需要什么的人，他永不满足。
If a person do not know what he truly needs, then he will never be satisfied.
现在的我知道我真正需要什么。
Now I know what I really need.
我需要主耶稣。
I need Jesus Christ.
然后我得到了主耶稣。
And I have Jesus Christ.
就满足了。
So it's satisfied.
自从耶稣基督住到我的心里，我人生中发生的每一件事情都是祝福，都是正好。
And since Jesus Christ come to live in my heart, and everything happened to me is just fits.
人生是一个通向终点的旅程，是不是？圣经告诉我们。
And the human life is a journey towards the end.
我有一次开车啊，就从我们西边一直开到东边去。
One time I drive from the west side of Boise to east.
我们这里有没有印第安纳来的朋友啊？我就开过印第安纳，开过什么那个地方，我说好 boring 啊，一片大平地，什么都没有。
I was driving from west to east of the United States, and when I drive through Louisiana, I just said, "Wow, it's so boring. There's just complete plain. There's nothing there."
让我们挨得很，你看有山有水，有峡谷，有沙漠，有哇，多好！这开的那个一片大平地。
It's not like Idaho has a so forest, mountains and valleys, and a desert and lakes.
人生就是这样的，有的时候呢。我们对于我们基督徒来说，我们的人生有高峰，有低谷，有死荫的幽谷，但是对我们来说，这是美丽的风景，因为耶稣与我同行。
And for Christian, my life is like a journey. When we go through the mountain, high in the mountain and the valley. And for us, because Jesus is with us, no matter what kind of situation, it's just a thing for us to see.
在这些高山低谷里面，死荫的幽谷当中，我们当然不是。仅仅是人生的经历，最让我们看到的是耶稣的爱。
And when we see the high up in the mountain or down to the valley of the death, it's not just enrich our experience, but more than that, we see the love of Jesus Christ.
就像我们刚才所提到的，一个不知道自己真正需要什么的人，他永不满足。
Just like I just mentioned, if a person does not really know what he truly needs, then he will never be satisfied.
只有他知道自己真正需要什么，并且他得到了，他就永远的喜乐。
And he knows what he truly needs, and he got it, then he will have the eternal joy.
我们来看圣经中的一处经文，那么我给大家读一下，很多弟兄姊妹都非常熟悉了哈，我给大家读一下。
Let's look at one story in the Bible, and not everyone that a lot of us are familiar with this passage. I just read it through. We can look at the screen.
约翰福音四章，有一个撒玛利亚的妇人来打水，耶稣对他说：“请你给我水喝。”那是门徒进城买食物去。撒玛利亚的妇人对他说：“你既是犹太人，怎么向我一个撒玛利亚妇人要水喝呢？”原来犹太人和撒玛利亚人没有来往。耶稣回答说：“你若知道神的恩赐和对你说话给我水喝的是谁，你必早求他，他也必早给你活水。”妇人说：“先生，你有打水的器具，仅用身，你从哪里得活水呢？我们的祖宗雅各将这井留给我们，他自己和儿子并牲畜也都喝这井里的水，难道你比他还大吗？”耶稣回答说：“凡喝这水的还要再渴。人若喝我所赐的水，就永远不渴。我所赐的水要在他里头成为泉源，直涌到永生。”妇人说：“先生，请把这水赐给我，叫我不渴，也不用来这么远打水。”耶稣说：“你去叫你的丈夫也到这里来。”妇人说：“我没有丈夫。”耶稣说：“你说的没有丈夫是不错的，你已经有五个丈夫，你现在有的并不是你的丈夫，你这话是真的。”妇人说：“先生，我看出你是先知。”妇人说：“我知道弥赛亚就是那称为基督的要来，他来了必将一切的事都告诉我们。”耶稣说：“和你说话的就是他。”那妇人就留下水罐子往城里去，对众人说：“你们来看，有一个将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了，莫非这就是基督吗？”众人就出城往耶稣那里去。那城里有好些撒玛利亚人信了耶稣，因为那妇人做见证说：“说他将我素来所行的一切事都给我说出来了。”那么在这段经文当中呢，就讲到一个一开始啊，就是总不满足的女人。
And in this passage, we tell a woman actually, if you're from the beginning, is never satisfied.
但是呢，后来这个女人呢，心里充满了喜乐。
And but in the end of the story, the woman actually feels joy.
到底发生了什么事情？
So what happened?
我们来看这个女人。首先，这个女人有非常健康的身体，她自己出来打水。
So we can see this woman probably have a good health because she come to carry water himself, herself.
她也有美丽的容颜，因为有很多男人爱她或者爱过她。
She probably is very pretty because there's a lot of men actually loved her before.
城里有五个男人爱她，那么现在跟她在一起的这个男人，居然不计较他的过去，仍然跟他在一起。
And the five men actually loved her, and the men live with her right now. It's not concerned about her past, still want to be her.
今天有很多女人，甚至有很多男人，觉得哎呀，我好缺爱呀。
Today there's a lot of women and a lot of men too, just feel a really lack of love.
但是这个女人看上去好像不缺呀，很多男人爱她呀。
And see, this woman does not lack of love, and a lot of men love her.
她喜乐吗？她满足吗？她快乐吗？
But is he joyful or is satisfied?
完全没有。
Completely not.
中午出来打水，她不想见到任何人。
And in the meantime, come to to fetch the water because he don't want to meet anybody.
一个女人出来打水是重体力活，对不对？我们从圣经中看到，那时候在中东地区，打水是重体力活。
A woman come to fetch water. Fetch water at that time in the Middle East is kind of labor, heavy labor.
为什么没有男人跟她当中出来打呢？
Why there's no man help for her?
因为她宁愿一个人。
Because he want to be alone.
所以这不是很奇怪的事情吗？那么多男人爱她，哎，但是她却很愁苦，她宁愿孤独，她很饥渴。
It's very strange. It seems that so many men love her, but she is in sorrow and she is in need.
因为她不知道她真正需要什么。
Because she don't know what she really needs.
她说：“哎呀，我找这个人试一下，我找那个人试一下。”她每次都成功了，但是她仍然不满足。
And she says, "Let me try this man. Let me try that man. Maybe every time she succeeds, but every time is unhappy."
因为 为他不知道他真正需要什么。
Because she don't know really she wants.
耶稣告诉他他真正需要什么。
And Jesus told her what she really needs.
耶稣说，在我这里有活水的江河，你的饥渴只能在耶稣这里得到永远的满足。
And Jesus told her, in me there is a living water, and your thirsty only can be satisfied in me.
然后这个女人说的最对的一句话就是：“先生，请把这水给我喝，叫我不渴。”
In the end, the woman actually made a very right plea to Jesus and said, "Sir, give me this water that I may not thirsty, so not come to here to drink."
这就是这个女人寻找幸福的终点，到这里结束了，找到了耶稣这里有活水的江河，活水，请你把这生命的水给我喝。
So you can see the journey of this woman seeking happiness is reached its goal point that Jesus has this living water and the woman said, Jesus gave me this living water.
所以说，如果我们真的看圣经，这个女人拥有很多人羡慕的东西。
So if we read this Bible, we can think about that this woman maybe also has a lot of things that people maybe kind of.
我作为男人，我看着我都羡慕。开玩笑，健康的身体，那么多人，就喜欢他。
And you know, even as a man, me myself, I think maybe I envy that too because you know, good health seems, and also so many people love her.
但是这地上的一切，哪怕他得到全世界的男人，哪怕他得到全世界。他依然孤独，他依然饥渴，他依然内心没有满足，没有感恩。
But all the things in the world, even if she can get all the things in the world, she still be thirsty. She still not, she is not satisfied.
然后感谢神，他终于找到了答案。耶稣，请把这活水赐给我。
And thank God, in the end, she found the answer. Jesus, Sir, give me the living.
然后我们也看见这个女人不再愁苦了，不再饥渴了，她成了一个给别人带去好消息的人。
And then we can see how the woman changed. She's no longer thirsty, she's no longer in sorrow, but she is become a person that gave the goodness, good news to the people around her.
这个女人以前得到过很多从人来的爱，但是她从来不感觉到爱，她仍然是孤独。
And this woman may have a lot of love for a man before, but she never had the true love. She still feels lonely.
但是她认识主耶稣基督之后，她从主耶稣那里得到生命的活水之后，她开始把这好消息，也把从神那里来的爱去分享给别人。
So when she knows Jesus Christ, and she is be able to share those good news with the people around her.
她不再是一个忧郁、饥渴、孤独的女人。虽然她得到世界上那么多
，She's no longer a depressed or thirsty woman.
她成为一个可以给别人带去的祝福的人。她成为一个可以给别人带去从神来的爱的人。
She's become a person that can bring the blessed to other people and can bring the love of God to other people.
她心里被主耶稣的爱充满。多到可以跟更多的人分享。
Her heart is filled with the love of Jesus Christ. It's so abundant that she can share with other people.
我们信靠主耶稣到底得到什么呢
？So what do we get when we trust in Jesus Christ?
圣经告诉我们，今生得百倍，来世得永生。
And the Bible told us that we will have abundant life.On the earth, and also you will have eternity in heaven.
然后就像刚才我们三个弟兄所提到的那首赞美诗歌《耶稣恩友》，我们信靠耶稣，我们得到我们在生命当中最好的朋友。
And just like the hymn that Brother Simon mentioned, is that what a friend we have in Jesus, and we trust in Jesus Christ, and we have our best friend in our life.
这个很巧合的是，我女儿。现在这段时间最喜欢的赞美诗歌跟 Simon 的妈妈喜欢的赞美诗歌是同一首歌。
very coincident that my daughter, this period of time, the hymn she liked the most is What a Friend We Have in Jesus, the same hymn that Simon's mother loved.
耶稣恩有歌。
That's what a friend we have in Jesus.
这个打水的妇人，她有很多男朋友。
And this woman has, this woman come to fetch the water, she had a lot of boyfriend.
有哪个是她真正的朋友呢？
Which one is her true friend?
有哪个 真正让她能够不再孤独，不再寂寞，不再 饥渴呢？
Which one can make her no longer lonely and no longer thirsty?
最后她碰到她真正的朋友，就是主耶稣基督。
But in the end, she does run into her true friend, that is Jesus Christ.
我女儿这段时间就很喜欢耶稣恩有歌，其实我就非常开心，我就以后不管她这一生当中有或者没有所谓的地上的朋友，她只要有一个朋友，我就做父亲的，我就无比的感恩，无比的喜悦，无比的欣慰。
Here, my daughter, the love this what a friend we have in Jesus. It's very comfort to me because in the future, whatever in her life on this earth, she has or has not friend, it's not that important as long as Jesus Christ is her friend.
如果一个人他生命中有主耶稣基督住到他的心里，他就是最满足、最喜乐的人。
If a person in his life.That his or her life, that Jesus Christ living in his or her heart, then this is the most satisfying thing.
And whatever
he or she experienced in her life, or his or her life, it all becomes a beautiful theme, and all those themes show the love of.
其实很多时候呢，有时候我们的心中的愁苦啊，心中的种种的不满呐、啊，在我以前就是我总喜欢看，哎呀，我为什么没有过他那样的人生？为什么我要过这样的日子
？And honestly, so a lot of time, sadness, bitterness, sorrow in my life is thinking about why I cannot live the life like that person. Why I have to live a life.Like myself, the life I'm living now.
但是当我不认识耶稣的时候，我就是这样。但当我认识耶稣的时候，我就知道上帝给我的人生之路是最好的，因为我有耶稣在我心里。
When I don't know Jesus Christ, I'm just like a person like that. But when I know Jesus Christ, then I know the life journey that God gave to me is the best because I have Jesus walk with me.
好，我们最后一起来读两处圣经的经文。
In conclusion, let's read two scriptures together.
我们一起看到屏幕上的经文，我们一起来读《约翰福音》十五章十一节起。这些事我已经对你们说了，是要叫我的喜乐存在你们心里，并叫你们的喜乐可以满足。《约翰福音》三章十六节起，神爱世人，甚至将他的独生子赐给他们。叫一切信他的不至灭亡，反得永生。感谢神，我们来做个祷告。我们在天上的阿爸父，我们感谢你。感谢你从万民当中，你呼召拣选我们，不是我们爱你，是你先爱我们。
Thank you, you called us from the nations, because it's not we loved you, but you loved us first.
在我们还不认识神的时候，在我们还以自己为中心，骄傲自私，与神为敌的时候
，When we are not knowing God and we are self-centered and we are enemy of God，
神的爱就临到了我们。
And God love come to us，
主耶稣基督道成肉身来到世上，在十字架上献上他自己，成为赎罪祭。
Jesus will become flesh and come to this world and offer himself on the cross as a sin sacrifice.
让这一切信靠他的人罪得赦免。
All those who trust in him will soon be forgiven.
不至灭亡，反得永生。
Will not be perished but have eternal life.
主耶稣更是知道我们的信心的软弱，主耶稣就住在我们信靠他的人的心里。
And Jesus also knows that we are weak in faith, so he lives in those who trust in him.
主耶稣做我们最亲爱的朋友。
Jesus become our most blessed friend.
带领我们走过人生死荫的幽谷。
Lead us through the life journey of the depths of the valley。
也带领我们去最高的山峰去看那最美丽的风景。
And also lead us to the high mountain to see the beautiful theme。
让我们在这人生之路上每时每刻，让我们惊奇地看见神对我们的爱何等的是无微不至、不离不弃。
And so in our life journey, we can wonder how the love of God is always come to the very detail, is never left us.
神就爱我们，神就爱我们到底。
God loved us, He will love us to the end.
我们今天也愿神赐下我们每个人心里有从主耶稣基督那里来的、从天上来的喜乐。
May God today give us everyone this joy from heaven and from Jesus Christ.
让从神那里来的喜乐成为我们的力量。
May the joy from God become strength.
我们将的祷告奉主耶稣基督圣名。
Such a prayer in the name of Christ.
Amen.
Amen.
好，感谢神，今天的短信息就到这里。
好，感谢主今天的信息，真的我们怀着感恩的心，真的知道耶稣是我们最知心的朋友，他知道我们的需要，为我们的罪死在十字架上，而且把我们带进他永远的国。我们有一首回应诗，让我们真的不可忘记他一切的恩惠。我的心，你要称颂耶和华，因为他赦免你一切的过犯罪孽，医治你一切的疾病。